略显苍凉的嗓音和稍快的鼓点给人的感觉正像人生步履匆匆，过段引插的口琴又似隐隐吹奏着人生的无奈。聆听音乐故事，学习英语知识，欢迎来到听歌学英语，我是 Candice。 Sutter's Mill 萨特的模仿是 Dan 比较有影响力的一首乡村民谣，歌曲以叙事的手法配合略显苍凉的声音，唱出了 John 西部寻宝的一生。当他向他的 maker 也就是上帝报道的时候，一分钱也不是他的了。正如那句老话，赤条条的来，赤条条的去，生不带来，死不带去，就这样在世上走了一轮。听到这首歌时，我们会不自觉地被他那穿越漫漫时空的沧桑感所击倒。下面的时间就交给音乐吧。
In the spring of 47, so the story it is told. Old John Sutter went to the mill side and found a piece of shining gold. Well, he took it city where the word like wildfire spread, and old John Sutter soon came to wish he left that stone in the river bed. For there came like herds of locusts, every woman, child, and man, in their lumbering Conestogas, they left their tracks upon the land. Some would fail and some would prosper, some would die, some would curse John Sutter's mill. Well, they came from New York City, and they came from Alabama with their dreams of finding fortunes in this wild, settled land. Well, some fell prey to hostile arrows as they tried to cross the plain, and some were lost in the Rocky Mountains with their hands froze to the rain. Some would curse John Sutter's mill.
pushed on to California, another stop to take the rest. And by the spring of 1860, they had opened up the West. And then the rain.
是喧嚣还是宁静，是快乐还是忧伤？曾经我以为我喜欢霓虹闪烁，车水马龙，现在我却在追求心灵的自由呼吸。听歌学英语，让知识随耳入心，让音乐随心入耳，让知识随耳入心，让音乐随心入耳。这里依然是可可听歌学英语，我是 Kenneth。 这首 Sutter's Mill 中文译为萨特的模仿，是一首乡村民谣，也是奥斯卡电影三部杀人曲中的插曲。下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。 In the spring of 47, so the story it is told. Well, he took it to the city where the word like wildfire spread. 于是带着他去了城里，在那里关于金矿的消息如野火蔓延开来。Wildfire 有 wild, W-I-L-D, 狂野的和 fire, 火合成，意思是野火，引申的含义呢是散布极快的事物。例如 Our work on the new bridge went ahead like wildfire, 我们的建桥工程如火如荼的开展起来了。 Our work on the new bridge went ahead like wildfire。短语 spread like wildfire 表示像野火般的迅速传播，比如说Over all India, the word spread like wildfire. 消息一下子传遍了整个印度。Over all India, the word spread like wildfire. Every woman, child and man. For they came like herds of locusts, every woman, child and man. 人们集聚如蝗，无论是男人、女人还是孩子们。Herd, H-E-R-D, 作为名词呢，表示兽群、牧人。比如说 ,We saw a herd of elephants yesterday. 昨天我们见到了一群大象。作为动词的时候呢 ,herd 表示放牧、成群、聚在一起。举个例子 ,You should not herd with the man as him. 你不应该和他那样的人来往。You should not herd with the man as him.Locust, L-O-C-U-S-T 是名词，一般的表示蝗虫。来回顾一下歌词 For they came like herds of locusts, 人们集聚如蝗 Every woman, child and man 无论是女人、孩子们还是男人。Some would fail and some would prosper. Some would die and some would kill. 有人无功而返，有人心碎所愿，有人长眠异乡，有人图财害命。Prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R, 动词，表示繁盛、成功、兴旺。举个简单的例子， His business is prospering. 他生意兴隆。再比如说， She can't prosper on the course she's going now. 她现在所走的路是没有前途的。 She can't prosper on the course she's going now. Prosper 词尾加上 ity 则成了名词，表示繁荣、兴旺， prosperity. 例如， We hope to have a life of happiness and prosperity. 我们希望拥有成功幸福的生活。 We hope to have a life of happiness and prosperity.Some would thank the Lord for their deliverance, and some would curse John Sutter's mill. 有人将感激上帝解脱了他们，有人会诅咒约翰·萨特的磨坊。Deliverance 是名词，在歌词中呢表示解救、救助。来拼写一下 D-E-L-I-V-R-A-N-C-E, deliverance.再比如说 His deliverance from the prison puzzled us. 他被从监狱释放使我们困惑不已。His deliverance from the prison puzzled us. Deliverance 来源于动词 deliver, 它有很多意思，可以表示递送、发表演讲、交付等等，也可以表示解救。来举个例子， Education delivered him from ignorance. 教育把他从无知中解救了出来。Education 教育， ignorance 无知。Education delivered him from ignorance. 教育把他从无知中解救了出来。Curse, C-U-R-S-E, 作为名词和动词呢，都表示诅咒。例如说， He cursed the waiter who had spilled soup on him. 他诅咒那个把汤溅在他身上的男侍者。He cursed the waiter who had spilled soup on him.然的西部乡村音乐风格，口琴、班卓、吉他的伴奏，再配上 Dan 那草原落日一般的嗓音，你产生了怎样的感觉呢？欢迎通过我的新浪微博 Kenneth 婕妤来与我分享你的音乐心情。今天的节目就到这里了，感谢收听，下期的听歌学英语栏目与您有约，再见。Some